Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Paulie splitting the love tunes. John Laser joining us. Brought to you by Calvin Gates, the voice of the Hokies, who will be spending his Valentine's Day among the crazies. And I'm not talking about a bunch of crazy chicks in a bar. I'm talking about the crazies down at Duke. Virginia Tech, Duke tonight. And nothing like Lay's Burnup and Cameron Indoor for your Valentine's Day on 96.1 FM. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. I was just rehashing some of, we're trying to find Paulie a date, and I was saying all the stories that I've gone through, and most of them you were privy to, and most of them you pointed out and laughed. So,
yeah, Paulie, I'll tell you about them sometime. You'll feel a lot better.
I look forward to that.
See, it's good to have friends in low places like John Laser. All right. Well, it's not about me. I'm happy. I'm married. Virginia Tech fans are happy after Saturday night, but there's a lot of work left to be done for this team. Let me start Saturday night, Lays. What did you learn about this Virginia Tech team in the win over Virginia? What do you think they learned about themselves in that win?
That they can actually play that level of defense consistently and could conceivably take that as part of their identity going forward. And it wasn't just a one-off against NC State where you got ticked off against Miami and went into the gym and were able to play at a level of physicality that you hadn't seen to that point in the season. I think they knew that they were good enough to beat great teams, and Virginia in particular, because they don't pose as big of a personnel problem for them as, let's say, a Duke may here tonight, and that they can win in a hostile environment like JPJ, and you can do that by playing a disciplined, slower style, and that's good enough because you can get defensive stops. So I think it did wonders for their confidence, not that they weren't a confident group, but gave them evidence of some of the things that Buzz Williams has talked about without necessarily having seen that evidence. So I don't know. Like you said, there's a lot of work to be done yet. There's a lot of data that we don't have. But at the same time, I think it supplied a lot of confidence for this team that maybe they'd been lacking at some points this year.
Yeah, and there's stretches in basketball season. This is a gauntlet. And we knew it would be. At Virginia, now at Duke, and some will say, oh, you know, how do you avoid the letdown after a game like that against Virginia? Well, you avoid it because you're going to Duke. You can't really have a letdown by going into Duke. So what are you looking for tonight, this team coming off a big win against Virginia? What are you looking for when they hit the floor against a team, you know, the equal caliber of Virginia and the Duke Blue Devils?
Yeah, I think that's the funny thing, right? People say, well, they haven't handled success well lately, and you're not going to know whether or not they handle it well maybe tonight, because that's just what you're going up against. Obviously, you're going up against the most talented team in the country, but you're also going up against the environment at Cameron Indoor Stadium, and you're also going up against the fact that it's about as wild a difference in terms of styles that you can play back-to-back, and the great teams are capable of having that chameleon-like effect and being able to come out and change their identity and play different styles. And that's what the NCAA tournament is, right? You know, you're doing it every couple of days, and you're doing it for 3 weeks in a row. So for tonight, for the Hokies, the keys are obviously the standard in terms of what they need to do defensively: jump to the ball, get in the gaps, be physical on-ball defenders. But at the same time, everything else changes from what they were able to do against Virginia, where they slowed it down and played late shot clock. For the Hokies to win this game, first and foremost, they've got to find a way to defend the duck in and defend the probe and lob against the two bigs. They are expecting Marvin Bagley to play, although they don't know that factually just yet. But that's where you wonder, how can you push them off the block, make them uncomfortable? How can you move them up towards the high post and not get the entry? And you're going to give up some three-point shots, the way that you're going to have to defend the interior and just hope that Duke doesn't get hot like they did last time you were here. And then on the other end, you've got to attack this defense. You know, you've got to play downhill. You've got to get back to your general transition identity, get out. I'm sure they're eager to do that because that's the way that this team likes to play. And when Duke goes zone, you've got to find a way to play against that zone as if it's a man-to-man and dent it and move the basketball in off the dribble like they've been so effective of late. But again, I think the overriding thing, Wes, to know is you won that game against Virginia with defense. You're probably going to win this by still having to play balanced defense, but you're going to have to win it with offense.
6:30 pregame, and then 7 o'clock, the tip. From Cameron Indoor, John Laser, Mike Burnup. Lays, we get to this point where it goes big picture, where you get a win like that on Saturday, now you go to primetime against Duke. I'm sure you've talked to people. I'm sure people have been talking around you. Do you have any sense? Is there any magical number, any number that you're looking at where you say Virginia Tech gets to this and they're going to be good on Selection Sunday?
Yeah, I think it would be 9 wins in the regular season. And the reason I say that is because to get there with the way that their schedule is at the moment, that means that you're picking up at least one other very quality win and then conceivably beating Georgia Tech. And if you'd lost to Georgia Tech and still got to 9, then that would mean that you had 2 extremely quality wins, because that's all you've got left in terms of opponents. You've got Duke twice. You beat them. That's going to be a top 10 RPI win. Whether or not you do it tonight or you do it at home on the 26th, you've got Miami again. They're going to be a top 40 RPI win at that point, particularly since it would also be on the road, and then you'd be above 500 on the road. And you got Louisville and Clemson coming in, Clemson boasting a number 4 RPI at the moment, and Louisville still in the top 42. So, yeah, I think 9 should be enough with where the Hokies' schedule is. Obviously, that non-conference drags on you a little bit. But if they get to 8-10, which would be 1-5 the rest of the way, that would be somewhat surprising, obviously. But then you have the ACC tournament. So I think 9 wins against this schedule, 9 ACC wins, regardless of where you get them, will probably be enough. But like in each of the last couple of years, you'd feel a whole lot better if you got to 10.
On deck tonight, it's Duke. Spend your Valentine's Day with John Laser, starting at 6:30 tonight. My friend, always a good conversation. We'll do it again next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Give my best to the wife.
I will. And John Laser, send my best to your fiance, even though you've left her at home in a pool of NyQuil. I appreciate you, buddy.
Contractually obligated.
John Laser, the voice of the Hokies, who called me yesterday. I said, so, how's Renee after the Super Bowl parade? Sick.